Among the high-priced ads you'll see during tonight's Super Bowl is one for Gatorade. You may notice a difference in Gatorade's marketing. And the change isn't sitting well with folks who have ties to the University of Florida. From member station WUFT in Gainesville, Donna Green Townsend reports.
Think of any major football victory, and there's one image you'll always see. Take the final moments for the coach and the Florida Gators' win over the Oklahoma Sooners in the BCS championship game earlier this month.
And Urban Meyer just got a Gatorade bath on the sideline.
But there's a new twist on that bath tradition. Gone is the name Gatorade. Players will now simply dump G on the winning coach. The drink's maker, PepsiCo, is rebranding its product. The change is hard to swallow for the folks who know Gatorade's history.
The legend was born in 1965 in the storied swamp of Florida, where the scorching heat took a brutal toll on the Gators.
The players weren't adequately hydrated, and their performance suffered.
The answer, a new carbohydrate electrolyte beverage created by University of Florida doctors.
Naturally, we called our stuff Gatorade.
Mary Cade is the widow of the late Robert Cade, one of the inventors of Gatorade. She and others in Gator Nation aren't totally sold on the G concept.
Well, we're just very close to the whole thing. It was developed in my husband's lab in the basement, and they had a lot of fun doing it, never dreamed it would be anything more than help to the Gators.
Gatorade dominates the sports drink market. During today's Super Bowl, millions of viewers will see the latest in the new marketing campaign.
G to me means greatness.
Go to the gym, I sweat, I feel pain.
Billie Jean King, Tiger Woods, and Peyton Manning are just a few of the athletes lending their voices to the new pitch. The new design features a bold letter G with its iconic lightning bolt. The name Gatorade is still there, but in small print. Spokesman for Gatorade, Pete Brace.
You know, all iconic brands refresh themselves to be relevant and contemporary, and that's really what we're doing.
PepsiCo, which owns Gatorade, pays royalties on the trademark. The University of Florida has received well over $100 million from PepsiCo. So no one wants the new marketing campaign to fail. They just wish the company would keep the original name. UF spokesman Steve Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, it's an emotional thing. I mean, I'll just put that right out there. It's an emotional issue for a lot of reasons. For one thing, the death of Dr. Cade so recently. And of course, there was the national championship that the football team just won.
Athletes like UF basketball players Chandler Parsons and Ray Shipman say they don't care what's on the label.
Saw the commercial. I mean, as long as it still tastes good, I'm going to drink it. I like the purple frost.
I like grape.
That's grape with a G. For NPR News, I'm Donna Green Townsend in Gainesville, Florida.
This is NPR News.